From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Two state agencies in Florida have very different approaches to the issue of climate change. A new report by the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting compares the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission's efforts to address climate change with those of the Department of Environmental Protection. In a previous FCIR investigation, state environmental officials said that they had been directed to refrain from even using the term climate change. Tristram Corton is an editor with FCIR. He told WLRN's The Florida Roundup that FWC is different because of who they report to.
And of course, I found out they're not under the auspices of the governor. They're an independent commission founded in 99. And they've taken climate change very seriously, and they study it, and they work on it, and they have computer models, and in its totality, not just sea level rise, which is the accepted reference in our state government.
Governor Rick Scott and the DEP have denied that there is a policy against using the term climate change. Meanwhile, a scientist from Florida's famed Moat Marine Laboratory is trying to find out what kinds of coral in the Florida Keys are dying and why. From our sister station WGCU in Fort Myers, Jessica Mazaros has this report.
Staghorn corals are brown, red, and orange. They almost look like fingers. And when there's a lot of them, they form thickets around coral reefs. But Moat Marine Lab scientist Aaron Muller says those thickets are really rare now. The National Science Foundation awarded her about $580,000 to study the corals. Within the next 5 years, Muller will plant nursery-grown staghorn corals around the Florida Keys, and she'll try to determine what makes them most resilient to diseases, high water temperatures, and ocean acidification.
I'm hopefully going to be able to take the science and apply it to increase the population and move things from a downward spiral into an upward slope.
Muller doesn't expect to accomplish this in just 5 years, but says she hopes her research can help staghorn corals in the long term. I'm Jessica Mazaros in Fort Myers.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMattei.